You are listening to Purpose Over Perfection, hosted by me, Adrienne Reilly. I'm a mom, a blogger, an entrepreneur, and I love encouraging and empowering other women. You don't have to feel lost, anxious, overwhelmed, or confused with life anymore, and I'm here to help you embrace who you really are and explore all of those opportunities. Hello, what is up? I am so excited that you're here for another podcast. Today we are going to be talking about the book Miracles Now by Gabrielle Bernstein. I so hope I am saying her name right. She is like this beautiful woman who I just absolutely admire and look up to. And this book is about 108 life-changing tools for less stress, more flow, and finding your purpose. And specifically, number 9 totally blew my mind. It is called When You're Feeling Helpless, Help Someone. I want to read you like a little bit of this because to me, sometimes I feel like when I am just in this midst of living this like really difficult season of life, I get so forgetful that there's other people around me and they really feed off of my energy. And sometimes taking that 5 seconds to pay for a $2 coffee behind me and say, I hope you have a good day, or something that simple, it really changes the environment of the room, and it's just going to leave such an impact on that person. So helping someone when you feel helpless is selfless in a way. So here's the little piece of the book. Many people who come to my work feel disconnected from their life's purpose. The issue isn't that they have no purpose, rather it's they forgot their true purpose. This principle will help you reclaim your true purpose to be love and share love. This is the job of the miracle worker. A Course in Miracles teaches miracles occur naturally as expressions of love. They are performed by those who temporarily have more for those who temporarily have less. That is my favorite quote. I'm just going to re-say that. Miracles occur naturally as expressions of love. They are performed by those who temporarily have more for those who temporarily have less. As you open up to your inner power, it is important to accept that your life's true purpose is to be helpful to all. I mean, how beautiful is that? And it goes on to say this little prayer that you're supposed to say out loud. And to me, I always felt so awkward and strained doing them, but I always felt a lot better. And then at the end of this, it says, when you're feeling helpless, help someone. Let your desire be of service to guide you to find your purpose. And so I think that's just really beautiful, is that you can find your purpose by being helpful towards others and kind of bringing back your spark by changing your energy and changing your thought process and being mindful in all areas of your life. I think that's a pretty beautiful thing to be in this world. Just in the world we live in, I feel like we are becoming a very selfless and isolated and lonely community, and it really breaks my heart that that's the way that people are living and choosing to live their lives. So anything I can do to break that habit and to just create and foster this place of positivity and light and love and community, that's what I'm here for, and that's what I'm doing. This is my mission. If we go back to how it says that miracles are performed by people who temporarily have more for those who temporarily have less, I've definitely been on the spectrum where I've temporarily had less, whether it's just resources in general, and someone has given me the blessing of giving extra of what they don't need, or just, you know, they temporarily have a surplus of whatever that resource is and are kind enough to just give that. That is a true miracle, and that can look like in many different ways. And I think that there's no shame in admitting that, because we have all been there. I mean, not all of us have the luxury of having parents who make $1 million or even 6 figures in a year. And that is okay, and that is normal. And I think it's really important that when these situations and miracles happen, we accept them with an open heart and allow the blessings to kind of unfold. I know this is such a short and simple episode, but I really did want to share it with you. And just, yeah, if you haven't already got the book, I definitely encourage you to get that and start reading it, because I learn something new every single day that I learn, that I read it. But I just wanted to also have as a disclaimer, don't read it every single day. I totally encourage reading 1 to 5 of those miracles and really implementing them, and then moving forward and reading some of the next chapters. And the reason I say this and do this is because sometimes when it comes to self development or personal development books, and we read them and we indulge in them, we don't always, you know, apply what we've learned. And I feel like that is such a disservice. So definitely take your time when it comes to any kind of personal development books, because you really deserve to have that change in your life. And I feel like the best way to have the change is by taking chunks, teeny tiny chunks, and really making use of it. That is everything. I'm so thankful that you tuned in and listened. If you like this, definitely take a screenshot, post it on your Instagram story, tag me, and at the end of the month, I am doing a giveaway to just those who support me. I always put them in a draw, do a giveaway. Actually, the giveaway for my first month of having a podcast is going to be at the end of this week. So you're listening to this on May 20th. I believe, and I really hope that's the day that this airs. And so yeah, at the end of this week, there will be a winner for the first people who took a screenshot, post this on their Instagram story, and just really helped me. Just were so supportive and loving. So anyways, I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'm so excited to chat with you guys next.